Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, the scattered storms that lasted into the evening as expected last night managed to get a little bit more to the east versus the previous night versus Tuesday night. And we saw some very heavy downpours, mainly on the west side, and we'll see a progression more to the east yet again today as we see sunshine this morning giving way to afternoon storms that will peak very late afternoon into the evening hours, some of which will produce some very heavy downpours. And, well, the majority of the more widespread and more significant storms are inland. It does look like today and tomorrow, too, we'll manage a shower storm to at least a few of the beach spots into this evening. Not necessarily everywhere, but a little bit better coverage overall as we go through today and tomorrow and really right on into Saturday as well. So keep an eye to the sky. There'll be a lot of dry hours, but when it rains, it pours, as the old saying goes, and there'll be frequent lightning. So keep an eye to the sky. And then by Sunday and Monday, we'll go back to more of the widely scattered and mostly inland shower or thunderstorm pattern before rain and storms increase again the middle and end of next week across the area. Temperatures will still top out in the low 90s, dropping into the 70s. And speaking of the 90s, yesterday was our 34th straight day at or above 90 degrees. That puts it as number 9 on the charts for the most consecutive days in Jacksonville with a temperature at or above 90 degrees. The all-time record is 50 straight days, so we've got a ways to go, more than 2 weeks, set back in 2010, so set 14 years ago. But we've at least broken into the top 10, and we'll likely get day 35 today. But with storms popping up a little bit earlier the next couple of days, we may get a day or two there. We fail to hit 90, which would be nice, quote-unquote. Of course, the humidity's still sky-high, so the feel-like temperatures are way up there. In the tropics, we still have a clean, so to speak, Atlantic, but I am tracking a couple of fairly strong tropical waves over the eastern Atlantic that are westbound. Forecast models are at odds as to whether or not any of these may or may not develop, but there may be something to keep an eye on either over the Gulf of Mexico, Southwest Atlantic, or Caribbean by next weekend or so. We'll keep you updated. And meanwhile, the Pacific remains the active basin, and the typhoon taking a major hit on Taiwan yesterday is only slowly moving west-northwest now with an eye on China, though it'll be quite a bit weaken after traversing Taiwan. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And I've posted a brand new and updated Burrish blog talking about those 90-degree days and the fact that we've still had every day in July at or above 90 degrees. The sea level rise, kind of an interesting story out of NOAA, is saying and mentioning and pointing out that there is some natural causes for sea level rise in addition to climate change, but there's a mix going on there, and there's an interesting read in the Burrish blog. And John Bachman, a very fond and not so easy farewell yesterday on Wednesday. You can see that in some of the pictures and all that good stuff in the Burrish blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.